This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we discuss the benefits of regular walking a fair few times on this show, and not enough people are getting out there and walking still. I'm chatting this morning with Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT. How are you, Imelda?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan.
So I know that Heart Foundation obviously are keen to get more people moving. Can you tell us about the new walking program?
Yeah, so our new program that we've launched is called, we're calling it Personal Walking Plan. And the aim of that is to encourage more people to walk more often. The personal plans are tailored to each individual who signs up via our website, and it encourages us to fit more walking into our day. The personal walking plans are free, and they provide support to individuals who sign on over a six-week period. It's a really easy process to sign up. Just go onto the website, answer a few questions, and then we send you your own individualised personal walking plan.
Right. So I guess a personal walking plan would be tailored to somebody's fitness or their walking ability?
Absolutely. So the information you pop into the when you're signing up, for example, if you currently don't do any walking, then your plan will be quite different to someone who maybe walks for 30 minutes every day and wants to increase to walking to 1 hour a day. So you can start with some really small goals. As I said, the program runs over 6 weeks, and we send you weekly emails and text messages to support and motivate you. And, you know, there's good evidence to show that if you stick to something for 6 weeks, then it's more likely to become habit, and you're likely to maintain it. So that's a really important part of the program. Hmm.
So why walking?
Well, walking is cheap, it's free, and it's available to just about all of us. It doesn't cost you anything, really, to step outside and go for a walk. And you know, we're not discouraging other forms of physical activity, playing sports, swimming, whatever it is that you enjoy doing is the thing that you should stick to. But, you know, walking is just such a cheap, free, easy thing for everybody. And you know, the benefits are enormous.
Speaking of the benefits, what are they?
Yeah, so we've talked about these before as well, haven't we? So walking for 30 minutes a day can lower your risk of heart disease by 35%. But walking also does all sorts of other good things for you. So it's good for your bones. It can reduce your risk of osteoporosis and getting fractures later in life. It can help control diabetes. It can reduce your risk of developing some types of cancers. It reduces your risk of getting dementia. You know, it is such a wonderful thing. If we could all just take 30 minutes out of our day. You know, I often say if it was a drug, we'd all be taking it. So, you know, it is such a wonderful thing.
And, of course, the Heart Foundation also have walking groups, which I guess go hand in hand with the walking program.
Yeah, and actually up in your region there's lots of different walking groups. There's the Piri Pace Setters. Yvonne's got a group in Wyala. There's the Strutters and Puffers in Jamestown. The Busy Walkers in Port Augusta, the Wallaroo Easy Walkers. There's so many different groups that are available. And if anyone would like to join those, you, again, just go onto our website. You pop in your postcode, and then all of the walking groups that are within your radius, you know, you can choose a 5 kilometre radius, a 10 kilometre radius, whatever it is, and you'll find all the different groups, and you just sign up and turn up.
Do you have any other tips on how to stay active and healthy?
Yeah, look, it's that usual thing. The more moving you movement you put your body through throughout the day, the healthier you will actually be. So, you know, you can go to the gym for an hour in the morning, but then if you sit down for the rest of the day, you sort of lose the benefit of having gone to the gym. So we encourage people to move more, sit less, and, you know, just find ways of getting some incidental exercise throughout the day. Ideally, we would all walk for 30 minutes at least 5 times a week. And then if you can add a little bit of huffing and puffing and speed that up, then you get actually extra benefit from doing that.
So thanks for your time, Imelda. So just once again, for any extra information, where can people find it?
Yeah, so if you'd like to sign on for a personal walking plan, go to walking.org.au. And if you need help with anything, of course, just give our helpline a call. The cost of a local call, 13 11 12.
Imelda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jordan.
That was Amanda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT on your Classic It's Breakfast.